Stuart, does it feel like a defeat after scoring late on yourself, or would you say a draw was a fair result?
I don't think a draw was a fair result on the second half performance. I thought for 35 minutes second half we were outstanding. The crowd was rocking, the team were playing fantastic football. Disappointing to lose a late goal, but it's a slip. You know, it's not an individual error, they haven't cut through us. Remains just slipped and it's landed to the boy and he's put it in. You can't do anything about that. I thought first half was a tight game. You know, they've come and, as I said, they've scored in every goal every game this season. We didn't really move the ball quick enough first half, if I'm honest, but we've no divine right just to expect to turn up because we've got a big crowd and dominate games. But I thought second half for 35 minutes, you know, some of the stuff was terrific, and it's a shame the players hadn't gone off to an evasion, which they would have done if they'd won the game, because they deserved it for the second half performance. I thought the crowd, you know, the atmosphere they created, everything about the game apart from the blooming losing a goal late on, you know, was good.
Did you think you were going to win it right there? Did you think you had won it with Vukic?
Yeah, I mean, Gordon Banks, people remember him. It was like almost behind the line, it seemed to, from where we were, but you know, yeah, it's just one of them things. But yeah, as frustrated and disappointed as we had to draw yet another home game, if we play like we did second half, you know, for the rest of the season, I'll be more than happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's another draw, isn't it? It's four on the spin now. I wouldn't say it puts pressure on us, but people want to see us converting those performances into victories.
Yeah, you're not the only ones.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the dressing room's absolutely despondent in there. You know,
which says a lot, doesn't it? You know, we're unbeaten in the only team in this league.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes you'd say, well, if you win one, draw one and lose one, you know, you get more points than drawing three, naturally. But we couldn't have done any more second half to try to win the game, you know. We put balls in, we had shots blocked, saves made. They carried a threat, you know, they played the two up front. Taylor's a goal scorer, the other boy, Harrison's is a good prospect. You know, so there's, as I say, there's no divine right just because we're Bradford City and we get big crowds that we can expect to roll teams over. But I thought second half performance fully merited a victory.
In hindsight, would you have made a substitution before you did, bringing on either Vukic or McNulty?
Made it before. I've got to say, do you know, it was 0-0 and we're 20 minutes in the second half and you're thinking, well, you know, you've got a strong bench, but absolutely dominating the game. It's only a matter of time. And then the goal came. You know, so.
And what an unlikely source. The head of James Meredith, a fullback from 2 yards out in open play. Have you ever seen that before?
Well, if you encourage your fullbacks to get forward like we do, then hopefully there'll be more of it. But yeah, again, Marsh came in the second half, got a bit more of the ball. He fires a shot in and, you know, he lands to Meredith. But, you know, the number of times I had blocks in the goal mouth and we had shots and just round of post or whatever it was. Listen, I'm honest in my assessment. I'd like to think I was really, really pleased with the second half performance. I enjoyed watching a team like that play how we did. Naturally disappointed. You can't do anything about a slip. You know, remains in there. He's distraught, but you know, one or so. Even if he makes an error, you know, that happens in football. But it's just a slip, and it's cost us today, unfortunately. But you know. Football-wise, second half, I was more than happy.
I can never predict an answer to a question, but I think I know the answer to this one. Have you ever seen a drone stop play before?
No, and you know, you're a bit frustrated because it's. But as the security man said, you know, so it's not affecting anyone up there, but if it falls out of the sky and lands on one of the players, then yeah, so affecting off. No, it would give the boys a chance to get a drink because it's warm out there. You know, it's another hot day, but not seen that, and hopefully we won't see it again.
It sets us up, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of people have been talking about the Bolton game next week for obvious reasons, Stuart. I mean, we were certainly fully focused on this game today, but it's a massive game next week. It will be a big game whether it was full Parkinson in the opposite dugout or not.
Yeah, there's been a lot made of it. Listen, you know, Phil did an outstanding job here. You know, as a supporter watching from up in Scotland, I was absolutely delighted what he did for this football club. Some magnificent results here and performances and everything, you look at it, you know. So Phil felt it was time to move on, and that's fine. He's in charge now of a really good club, and he's a, you know, he's a top manager. But if we can go and produce, you know, what we've done in away games this season and produce what we did second half, you know, bring it on.
And you've got options as well. You changed James Hansen, got an opportunity today. What do you make of James's performance? And might it be something you look at again, because you've got so many options there
up
top?
Well, we were saying first half, you know, we're trying to play through them. I think the two best chances we get are for long diagonal balls. Hansen flicks on, Marshall's through on goal, and Clark has a shot on the other one. So it's about mixing the game up. We'd rather get higher up, which we did. you know, and put crossing from dead ball line at the end. I thought Hans was going to rise, and it was just too high for him, and he heads it over the bar. But you know, he's a threat for you ask any defender. They don't want to play, you know, obviously play against him. But it's his first game for about three or four weeks, and he goes right to the end. He's got good fitness levels, you know. And as I said, second half it'd been easy just to go long to him. We didn't. We played through him. We got it wide. We put balls in the box. And you know, when the ball does go now in the box, if James is playing, we've got somebody who can get on the end of it. And yeah, so I was pleased with his performance. Yeah, he'll be better for getting the 90 minutes under his belt, and he'll be fresher for next week.
Finally, spoke earlier in the season about the intense nature of being in League One or any of the Football League divisions. You've got another clear week now before the next game. How much is that actually helping you, not just with players' fitness, because you know the odd player can go and play in the reserve game or whatever, but actually getting serious tactical work and shape into the players?
Yeah, great. We really enjoyed this week's work. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, the boys worked terrifically well. We only played Rory in the reserves, so we could do, I think we had, you know, 16, 18 terminals Tuesday. We had 20 on Thursday. And the boys have worked really well. We didn't do a lot regarding their shape today because they've played that many different formations, so you don't want to work on something against a 3-5-2 or a 4-3-3 if they come and play 4-4-2, which they did. So today was about us just going and trying to express ourselves and breaking down, as I say, second half. We did that. But obviously the game next week, we have a look at Bolton. I've obviously analysed that and go and be positive. Obviously, we're going to be back to them. With what, 4,500 City fans. So, but again, I thought the second half, you know, the crowd and the players, it was just, you know, it was brilliant. We just needed that second goal and to send and with them scoring so late, it puts a pin in the balloon, if you like, and people go home a little bit deflated. But you know, all in all, I'm sure the second half performance, well, we know it merited the 3 points, but we just didn't get it.
Well, chin up, and hopefully next week we're talking about you, not a former City manager.
Well, my chin's well up because I'm happy with the squad we've got. Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. So. All right, Stuart, thanks very much for joining us. Stuart McCall with us live on Pulse 2 Matchday Live.